Alembic Light Podcast Season 2, Unspoken Truths, where you'll learn all about fantastic, simple and effective tips and strategies to transform your health. I'm Manisha Blanchley, your host, creator of Alembic Light Podcast, with more than 40 years experience helping people in the natural health field. And with us, we have co-host David Niven Miller, creator of GrowYouthful.com website, an extensive resource on natural remedies. Welcome everyone. And today we're doing something slightly different. We're going to be doing a solo podcast. And so I'll be speaking to you all about DMSO, a true medical miracle. For those of you who have not yet heard about this product, you're in for a treat. So I have so much wonderful information to share with you today, so let me dive straight into it. So for those of you who are asking, what is DMSO? DMSO is a clear liquid. It's derived from the process of decomposition of wood pulp, and most of the commercial DMSO comes from the process of making paper from pine trees. The DMSO comes from something called lignans, which is considered the cement substance of trees. So DMSO has a little bit of an odor, something like a bit of a garlicky smell. It doesn't really have much of a taste, although it can taste a little bit sweet after you ingest it. And DMSO stands for dimethyl sulfoxide, which means it's got two methyl groups, that's carbon and hydrogen, and one sulfur and one oxygen atom per molecule. So that's one of the reasons why it is so useful for our health, is because of the sulfur and the oxygen contained in this liquid. So I've been using this liquid for quite some time, both personally and recommending it to lots of people, family, friends, clients, and nearly invariably they have fantastic results and they are sold on this product. So let me go through some of the health benefits or some of the reasons it's used for. First of all, DMSO is used as a broad spectrum antimicrobial, antiviral, antifungal, and for all sorts of mycoplasms. So in other words, it really helps to get rid of any so-called baddies or anything that's in our system that is causing havoc. It's really useful for skin conditions where there's fungus like athlete's foot, nail fungus. It's been known to also be used for really stubborn types of funguses that just won't respond to other treatments, particularly things that occur in the tropics, something that's called tropical jungle rot. It's used very successfully also for viruses such as shingles and herpes, which is something we all know is very unpleasant, can be used externally or also internally. Now, I don't know how I'm going to go explaining all of these actions or conditions that DMSO is used for because it's so widespread. But if I give you an overall idea, you'll get a bit of a gist of what it can be used for. So DMSO is also used to improve the immune system. It's also been known to be probably one of nature's greatest antioxidants. So it has an affinity for what we call free radicals. Free radicals are rogue little particles in our body that tend to damage and destroy or age our cells and tissues. So some people have claimed that when they've taken a little bit of DMSO every day for a long period of time over years, it helps to slow down their aging process. And not only that, it helps them to prevent developing any diseases that might be caused that are very common during old age, for example, cancer, diabetes, and all the inflammatory types of conditions. So it's anti-aging, it's a strong antioxidant, and it also helps the immune system. Okay, what else can DMSO be used for? It's very good for all sorts of infections. In fact, it's been used for some really severe infections. Sometimes it's even combined with modern conventional medicines like antibiotics for some of the really difficult to treat infections. So even osteomyelitis, which is an infection within the bones, something very difficult to treat, DMSO has been successful in helping that condition. DMSO is amazing for infected wounds that are really stubborn and won't heal, and all sorts of other infections of the lungs or anywhere in your body. So DMSO is also very useful as an anti-allergic substance. So if you have food sensitivities or food allergies or allergies to pollen, dust, it can really reduce coughing and sneezing. One of the things that I like to use DMSO for is if I have had a bite or a sting from a little nasty. We do have wasps around our home and they make lots of nests, and I have been stung several times, and we also have those really large soldier ants, and I've been stung by them several times. I've experimented with all sorts of different topical applications of different substances that might ease the pain of one of those really nasty stings, but I've found that DMSO works like a treat. If you get it on fairly soon, within a very short time, the stinging and the pain diminishes very quickly, and the redness, the reaction to the sting. So another thing that DMSO is really useful for is its anti-inflammatory actions. And that's one of the things that it's most well known for. It's known in the sports medicine field for any sorts of injuries, muscle pains, or any types of inflammation of the tissues of the tendons, muscles, ligaments, cartilage. And in my clinic, I often apply it in combination when I'm doing acupuncture or massage for people who have really stubborn, painful joints. I'll apply it before I put the acupuncture needles in, or even if you apply it just singly, I'll get into how you can combine it with other substances, which makes it work even more effectively. I'll get into that in a little while. But DMSO, probably one of its prime actions is it's a superb anti-inflammatory. So it can also be used then for arthritis, all sorts of athletic injuries, and even for fibromyalgia. DMSO's been tested and used for radiation damage. So for any person undergoing cancer treatments that has severe radiation burns or injuries, it can help prevent these injuries being so severe if it's used before the application of the radiation, but it can also relieve and speed the healing afterwards. So that's a really handy thing to know, because those radiation burns are not pleasant, and they can last for quite some time. The other thing about DMSO, which I really love, is that it is an anti-pain medicine. And more I'm seeing so many people in some form of pain, wherever it may be, pain in the legs, pain in the chest, pain in the spine, in the muscles, wherever. It seems to be such a common condition today is pain. So DMSO addresses the pain. It reduces it, particularly when it's rubbed into the specific area where you're experiencing the pain. And some studies have even shown that when people do rub the DMSO into their body, it reduces their need for the conventional painkillers. Another thing that DMSO is used for is to improve blood circulation. It does make the blood flow better. It thins and takes away some of that coagulation effect, or the thick stickiness that precedes blood clots. So it's superb as a prevention for strokes and all sorts of blood clots, and generally for good circulation in the body. When there are blood clots that have been formed, which Unfortunately, in this day and age, we're seeing more and more of them. DMSO is one of those substances which is highly effective in helping reduce or even dissolve some of those blood clots. If you combine it, although you do have to be a bit careful combining it with other medicines such as vitamin K or natomiso or the extracts of natomiso or other blood thinning agents, you do have to be a little bit careful because putting two drugs or two substances together that are going to thin the blood or decrease clotting, you might get extra thin blood and have some bleeding issues. However, if you do have really a severe blood clot in a certain area in your body, you can use it in combination to help reduce and dissolve that blood clot. Another thing DMSO does, it dilates the blood vessels. So in other words, you can get more blood to the heart, more blood through the body. And again, narrowing of arteries and blood vessels is something that we see a lot of these days. So DMSO is perfect for that. DMSO works on connective tissue. One of the reasons why it does is because it's got sulfur in it. Sulfur has an affinity, or it's one of the building blocks for all sorts of connective tissue, fibrous connective tissue of our joints, our cartilage, even our bones, hair, teeth. So DMSO really helps to build up and strengthen the collagen in our body. One of the things, in fact, it's probably the only thing that the medical authorities, the FDA and the TGA, recognize DMSO for is its superb action or effectiveness on treating really chronic cystitis. In fact, it's called interstitial cystitis. It's a very stubborn form of cystitis. I had one client who had great troubles. She would have to go on huge and long doses of antibiotics and be hospitalized with her condition. And when I got her onto the DMSO, it was the only thing that she was very, very happy to receive that did actually relieve and get rid of the stubborn bladder infections. And to this day, she still takes it, not every day, but if she feels something coming on, she'll take really decent doses of it and it will prevent it surging into the full-blown cystitis that she would have before. DMSO is used for tooth and gum disease. It's also very good for eye health. And you can make eye drops, but I'll get into that a little bit later. We'll get into some little recipes that you might be able to use for yourself. But it's very good for improving vision from old age or from any condition, particularly where there's restricted blood flow through the little capillaries to the eyes. And DMSO has been used in babies and children using both drops and rubbed around the ears for ear infections. One condition that is really difficult to treat, and that is tinnitus, and it's really growing in its incidence. Sometimes it can really drive people crazy. It's not a very nice condition to have. DMSO is also one of those substances that will actually bring good results. There's a whole study in a particular book where a doctor researching the effects of DMSO used the DMSO on a group of people with tinnitus. I'll refer to that book at the end of this podcast, and I'll also give the recipe that he used to get results. So DMSO for tinnitus, a great thing to know. DMSO is also great for respiratory infections or problems such as asthma, bronchitis. And in one of the books that I read, the same gentleman who did a lot of research with DMSO, he had very good results using DMSO for mental retardation for children with Down syndrome and also for spinal cord injuries. So it's not just the simple little remedy that is used for bites and stings and headaches and things like that. It has been used very successfully for some very severe conditions. Now, if you're interested in this DMSO and you want to dive deep and you or someone you know has a very serious or advanced or chronic condition, I would highly recommend to go to one of the books that I recommend at the end of this podcast and dive in deep to really see how this medicine, this amazing substance, can be used. But as I said, I will give you a few tips and a few formulas in a little while. So let's talk a little bit more about DMSO and some of the strange and special properties that it has. As I said, I've been using it for quite a few years and I didn't know about all these properties before I started using them, but I soon discovered them as I went along. So let me share some of those with you. So one of the things about DMSO is when you have it in a 100% concentration, it will freeze at temperatures of 18 degrees Celsius. For those of you in the Northern Hemisphere in America, that's 66 degrees Fahrenheit. In other words, in winter in Perth, Western Australia, which doesn't have particularly cold winters, if you've just got your DMSO sitting on the shelf, it will be rock hard frozen. And this can be a bit of a condition if you want to pour some out for your clients to give them a bottle. However, the strange thing is if you dilute this DMSO to concentrations of 50% or below, it changes its freezing point. So it actually won't freeze until it's way below the freezing point of water. So it's got some unusual properties like that. It's one of the reasons why it's actually used very well for storing organs for organ transplants. Another thing about DMSO that I really like is that it is an immune regulator. What that means is that if a person has an aggressive immune system, such as in many of the autoimmune conditions where the immune system just goes rampant and wild and overactive, it will quieten down that aggressive immune reaction. However, if the body is in an immune deficiency state, it will ramp it up. So it regulates. If it's down, it'll bring it up, and if it's up high, it'll bring it down. That's very useful. Another thing about DMSO that I discovered is that it will pass through the skin very quickly and very easily, and it will carry any substance it comes into contact with deep into the body. It is one of the reasons why we really caution people when they use DMSO to be very careful about what they touch or have on their skin around the same time or even ingest. I'll get into that in a little while. When I apply DMSO onto some of my acupuncture clients' skin before I put their needles in, I can actually taste the garlicky taste in my mouth within seconds. Definitely less than 1 minute, maybe 20 to 30 seconds, I've got the taste in my mouth. So I know how quickly and how effectively this DMSO penetrates through the skin. And it's one of the reasons why it's used in combination with other medicines is because it does penetrate the skin so well. It penetrates quite deep into organs, into bones, into the deeper tendons, and would you believe it even crosses the brain-blood barrier. So it can also be used quite effectively to get into the brain. So when it comes to applying DMSO, we've got, actually there's three. I usually say there's two methods of application, but there are three that have been used very successfully. The two common methods that really are available to the layperson, one is transdermally. That basically means applying it to the skin. And as I said, it penetrates very well through the skin, and it's a very effective method to get not only the DMSO into the body, but also whatever you put on the skin with the DMSO. So it's called transdermal. Transdermal application of DMSO to the skin is great. The second method is orally. And in other words, that's taking it internally via the mouth. So it goes through to the gut and then into the blood that way. The third method, which I won't go into in great detail here, is via injection, either intramuscularly or intravenously. Now, I don't recommend, unless it's something very serious that you have or you have access to a trained doctor or nurse who's skilled in that area, to do that. But it's good to know that there are really fantastic results using that technique, which you can actually discover more about in the book called The DMSO Handbook for Doctors by Archie H. Scott. I'll leave that in the show notes later on. So let's go back to the two main methods, transdermally and also orally. So if you're applying DMSO to the skin, you want to make sure that the skin is really clean and it's completely free of any undesirable chemicals or any synthetic creams or lotions and potions, which so many people do use. So just make sure it's really neutral and clean. Even sunscreens, you have to be careful of those. So DMSO, when it's applied to the skin, it can be done on its own or in combination with other essential oils or substances that you want to penetrate into your body. You can apply DMSO externally to painful joints, to tired, sore, tight muscles, to the head for headaches, around the ear for earaches or tinnitus. You can apply externally, even over organ areas. It's very typical to do it over liver area to purify and detoxify the liver, or over the gut to help stimulate bowel actions. So there really are lots of places where you can apply that DMSO externally. When you're applying it externally, you generally want to have it fairly dilute. So we're saying no more than a 70% concentration for an external application. People with sensitive skin should probably be as low as 20 or 30%. It's always better to start at a lower concentration. It's generally very safe. There's no harm or anything that can be done from a higher concentration. The only thing is that if it is in a higher concentration, you might experience irritation of the skin or reddening of the skin or like an itching. And if ever that does happen, it's quite easily fixed. Generally, what you can do is get a wet flannel with water and just wash the area. It'll remove some of the external DMSO. Or what I sometimes do is I just put a very plain massage oil, a base oil, even if it's just coconut oil or olive oil, and that will also dilute the effect. Usually, if it does happen, it may only sting or be red or aggravated for a few minutes and then it will diminish rather quickly. So it's not a problem. When you buy DMSO, I usually recommend to buy it in 100%. I'll explain the different grades very shortly. However, if you do buy your DMSO at 100%, you can very easily make the different concentrations for the skin, the topical applications, by adding a very clean source of water. I generally recommend distilled water. If you have a very clean and filtered rainwater, that is okay too, but generally just a very clean source of water to the 100% DMSO. So for example, if you want to make a 50% solution, you'll add 50 mils of 100% DMSO to 50 mils of the distilled water. When you do that and you mix the two together in a glass bottle, I usually put a dropper in there so that it's easy to apply. What you'll notice is the mixing of water with the DMSO will create a warming chemical reaction. If you touch the bottle, you'll feel a lot of heat coming out of it. It's not that hot that it'll burn or anything like that, but it is noticeably warm. It will last for maybe 5 minutes or so, and it's very natural, normal chemical reaction of mixing water together with the DMSO. The other thing you can do by applying DMSO externally on your skin is you can mix it with different substances that you might want to use or get them to penetrate deeply into your body. Some of them that are commonly used magnesium oil. Magnesium oil is made from mixing magnesium chloride salts with water. They call it an oil, but it is actually just rather watery. And it's very good for muscle tension and cramps. So it's very common to mix magnesium oil with DMSO. It's been commonly known as DMAG. It's one of the nicknames that it's been used, and it's very, very popular amongst chiropractors and osteopaths and massage therapists because it gets that magnesium deep into the muscles and the tissues, which allows them to relax so that the practitioner can then go on and do their therapy really easily. Another thing that you might want to mix the DMSO with is aloe vera gel. I can give you a link at the end of where you can buy superb organic aloe vera gel in Australia. It's my favourite. It's the very best I've ever found. So for irritated skin or for where there's dryness or inflammation, DMSO with aloe vera is fantastic. Now, some people even mix certain nutrient supplements, for example, vitamin C or different minerals, selenium, iodine, or vitamin B12 together with the DMSO and then apply it to the skin. Most of these minerals and vitamins won't actually dissolve very well in the DMSO, so it's always good to dissolve them first in a little bit of water and then add that water solution containing the vitamins and minerals into the DMSO. And then you can apply that to the skin, to the bottom of the feet, to the stomach, or to other regions in the body. It's a superb way of getting these minerals and vitamins into your body transdermally without actually needing to ingest them through the mouth. And there's some really good reasons why you might want to do that. Some of the minerals can upset your gut, or the absorption rate might be rather low. So that's a whole nother method of using minerals and vitamins with DMSO to get them into your body. Another thing which is very good for the liver, for people who have liver conditions, is alpha lipoic acid. It's one of those amazing substances that's known to regenerate liver cells and also helps reverse fatty liver disease, as long as you eat the correct sort of foods. Remove glutathione also is superb for the liver as a detoxifier. So one of my favorite things for the liver, if someone has serious liver problems or even just the beginnings of liver problems, is to make a solution with the alpha lipoic acid. You could even put some liver herbs in there, St. Mary's thistle, for example. Mix that solution with some DMSO and rub that over your liver area. Additional to that, castor oil is another fantastic detoxifier and helper for the liver. So you could put castor oil first over your liver area. If you're wondering where your liver area is, it's just under your right rib cage in that large region. So put the oil on first and then put the solution of DMSO mixed with the St. Mary's thistle and alpha lipoic acid. Put that over your liver area and there you go. You've got a very direct, safe and also effective method to start detoxifying the liver. And I'd suggest you do that every day for several months. You might be quite surprised with your results. The other thing that I like to use with DMSO on the joints particularly is essential oils. So often I see people with inflamed or very painful joints. For those of you who like to use essential oils, you probably have a pretty good understanding of which oils do what. But for example, wintergreen is one of my favorites. Wintergreen is an anti-inflammatory. Now, not only that, it has counteractive effects on some of the garlicky smell, so it's very good. But you can put wintergreen oil first, just a few drops, onto the joint that's affected, and then put your DMSO, maybe a 50% solution, over that joint very generously on the joint and also beyond the joint, and let it soak in and penetrate and take or drag in that wintergreen oil. So that's one thing I want to reiterate, is that DMSO does have the action of both amplifying, exaggerating, and also dragging in any other substances that are applied to the skin or even taken through the mouth at the time of application. So that can be both a blessing and a curse. So you've just got to be extremely careful and intentionally choose what you're using at the same time that you use your DMSO. Other essential oils you might like to use is cypress for increasing the circulation. If there's micro clots, pine oil and the cypress oil. If there's tight muscles or painful muscles, basil essential oil is fantastic. And of course, if there's general anxiety and restlessness, even lavender with a bit of DMSO placed over the chest or behind the ears or in the occipital area just beneath the skull will help penetrate that lavender deeply into your brain tissues or into your circulatory system. So the second way to take DMSO is through the mouth, or orally, as the medicos often say. I haven't mentioned it, but the FDA and the TGA, the regulatory bodies for food and drugs in America and Australia, really don't like this DMSO substance. And it's a long story. It's a medicine that has been vilified, and it's totally accepted for animals, pets, big animals, horses, dogs to use it orally. But FDA and TGA don't like the internal use of DMSO. However, they completely accept it externally. So for legal purposes, we always say use it only externally. However, it is very safe and very effective used internally via the mouth. There's so much research showing that DMSO is safe to take orally. And again, I'll refer you to the DMSO Handbook for Doctors by Archie Scott, with a whole plethora of research studies that validate and prove how effective and particularly safe it is to take. In fact, there was one doctor, Dr. Stanley Jacob. He was one of the pioneers in the use of DMSO. He took approximately 30 mils of DMSO orally through the mouth every day for more than 40 years, and he never had any side effects. The only thing that he did have is that he was healthy and he was without any sickness for years. If you are taking DMSO via the mouth in higher doses, then it's recommended just to take it for weeks or months and then take a break from it. So a suitable daily maximum intake for a chronic illness would be around 20 to 30 mils per day. However, it's probably better to divide that up during the day. So you take several doses, two or three. For example, 10 mils three times a day to give you your 30 mils. And it's best to take it in 100% pure DMSO. I usually mix it just with a little bit of water, like in a little shot glass, so that I can get it down nice and quickly. And if you want the enhanced benefit of having other supplements or herbs that you might be taking, take them around the same time, because you'll find that they'll work a whole lot better due to the DMSO. So let's look at dosages a little bit more here. For children, DMSO is completely safe, though I would recommend to stay with a really low dilution of something around 20 to 40%. And if you're unsure about dosages, I always say if you approximate the weight of your child, so for example, if your child weighs 10 kilograms and the average weight of an adult is, say, 60 kilograms or let's say 100 kilograms to make it nice and easy to calculate. So a 10 kilogram child would be 1/10 of the average weight of an adult. So you want to give that child 1/10 of the adult dosage. So the dosages I gave you a little while ago for chronic illnesses, 20 to 30 mils in divided doses throughout the day, is an adult dosage. So if it's a child that's 10 kilograms, you're going to do 1/10 or a 10% of that recommended adult dosage, which works out to be 2 to 3 mils for the entire day. It's an easy way to work out the best dosage for your child. Most sources will say it's best to avoid giving DMSO to pregnant and nursing mothers, mainly because there hasn't been much research done in that population. However, I know personally quite a few mums, both nursing mums and pregnant mums, that have taken the DMSO throughout their pregnancy and beyond their pregnancy when they're breastfeeding. And if anything, it's enhanced the health of the child and they've been completely well. However, just to be on the safe side for nursing mums and pregnant mums, if you are going to take, some DMSO, I would recommend to do it in dilutions of around 20% and under, and where possible, apply it more externally rather than taking it internally. Okay, let's just have a quick look at purity and different grades of DMSO. So there's going to be a few places online that you're going to be able to buy DMSO. What you need to look out for, there are generally two different grades of DMSO, a pharmaceutical grade and an industrial grade. So the only grade that you want to deal with is the pharmaceutical. It's the purest. And if you're unsure, if it doesn't actually say, then ask the supplier. It's important to get a very pure source of DMSO. So when you buy pharmaceutical grade, it comes in a 99.995% purity or concentration. And the way they get this is by running the DMSO through a carbon filter, and it removes any impurities in the manufacturing process. If you're buying DMSO, which is already diluted, which many people will do, such as one of my favorite suppliers, Nikita Naturals, is an online supplier of DMSO, she will sell it to you already in 70% grade. So she has the pharmaceutical grade and then she'll dilute it down to a 70%. So you'll just need to ask a few questions and make sure you're getting the correct one. DMSO is best stored in glass bottles. And if not in glass, then a very high-grade plastic container, which isn't susceptible to leaching when it's in contact with DMSO. And that's usually a higher-grade plastic, such as the HDPE or Type 2 containers, and they don't seem to cause any leaching problems. So I will remind you that DMSO is a solvent. In other words, if you spill particularly the 100% grade onto a surface where you've got paint or varnish, it can quite easily dissolve that paint and varnish, not instantly, but slowly. And the same goes for using metal. When you're dispensing or mixing the DMSO, I highly recommend not to use any metal containers or spoons or funnels, because the DMSO does have an affinity for leaching and dissolving metals. There's a few caution and safety issues that I want to give you. Even though DMSO is one of these amazing miracle medicines, you do need to be cautious how you're using it. If it's used correctly and safely, then you've got absolutely no problems, but you need to know a few things. So let me just tell you a few here. The first and the most important, which I already mentioned before, is that when you're applying DMSO to the skin, you need to make sure that your skin is clean and completely free from lotions and sunscreens and anything synthetic. And in fact, I go as far as saying don't touch or work with your hands after applying DMSO to your skin with anything that might be even vaguely toxic or chemical light. I did once go outside and I was building a dome and I had some cement mixtures and I had applied some DMSO on my joints to help them in the morning. And very soon after I went and I started mixing some of these building products, and I couldn't understand why I had such a strong reaction on my hands. So whatever you do touch for approximately an hour after having DMSO on your hands or on your skin, you'll most likely take into your body in rather large amounts. So the way around that is put your DMSO on at nighttime and let it just do its thing, the detoxifying, the purifying through the night, or put it on during the day and then just wait an hour before you start handling things that might be a little bit toxic or undesirable. And the other thing is wash your hands just with pure water and rub them well on a towel. Even doing the dishes can be an issue after you've had DMSO on your hands. The other thing is also to be cautious of what you might be taking through your mouth. One of the things, of course, is good old alcohol. If we're using DMSO and then we have a big drink or a drink of alcohol soon after, the effects of that alcohol are going to be highlighted and exaggerated and amplified. So you want to be careful of that, or any drugs, or particularly pharmaceutical drugs that you might be taking may be exaggerated in their effects. So just be aware and cautious of that. I do go on about this a little bit because I just want you all to be rather safe, and please don't be frightened by what I'm saying. It is a fantastic substance. The other thing that I would be a little bit cautious about is if you still have amalgam fillings, dental fillings in your mouth, I wouldn't gargle with DMSO, mainly because DMSO has that ability to dissolve or to leach chemicals and take them out of your body. So you might find that the DMSO may dissolve some of those undesirable mercury metals in your fillings. If you're going to take it through your mouth and you do have fillings, I would suggest that you have a little shot glass of diluted DMSO in water, drink it down quickly, and then just rinse your mouth afterwards with just pure water and you will be fine. Now, you might be asking, are there any downsides? It seems to be that I'm giving you all the difficult down things first before I give you the gems, but I do want to mention this. As much as it is a miracle, there is a downside, and probably the biggest, and I would say probably the only downside taking the DMSO, is that some people complain of a strong garlic odor coming from their breath or their body as a result. Not everyone has this, but I've had a few reports of people telling me that their spouses or people at work really don't like the odor that comes from their body or from their breath after taking DMSO. It doesn't happen so much with applying it on the skin, but definitely taking it internally. Now, what we've noticed is that if you have an infection, the DMSO actually reacts with those microbes more strongly, and it emits them, or it changes them, to a dimethyl sulfide, or DMS, and that creates a really strong sulfur smell. So if a person has an infection and they take DMSO, they're going to be much more likely to have a strong garlicky odor coming from them, but usually it's temporary. So there's a few things that you can do to mitigate that if that is a problem that you notice when you start taking it. One of the things you can do is to spray or rinse the mouth or the skin, which has been exposed to the DMSO, with a dilute non-acidified MMS, that's sodium chlorite solution. So you use 1 teaspoon of the MMS in 500 mils of water. Now, when you do that and spray it or gargle with it after you've had DMSO, it's going to oxidize and also deodorize or neutralize the smelly sulfur compounds. So that's actually quite an effective way to reduce that problem. The other thing is that you can take it at nighttime, the DMSO, because the body actually does purify and detoxify itself and regenerate itself at nighttime. So it's actually a perfect time to be taking it then, as the body's doing all that great work. And then in the morning, you can brush your teeth, you can have a shower, and a lot of that odor has gone. Now, saying that, I have to say that once you've ingested DMSO, it takes usually about 24 to 48 hours for it to be cleared through your system. I've also heard reports that if you're applying DMSO externally, wintergreen, which I mentioned before, has an affinity to also neutralize some of that garlic odor coming from the body. So you could be applying some wintergreen to the same area. That's wintergreen essential oil. Make sure it's a good organic one to the parts of the body that you're applying your DMSO. Every now and then I've had someone in the clinic come to me and say, don't use the DMSO on me. I have an allergy to sulfur. And I've often wondered about this and wondered, is it really okay for them or not? And out of respect, total respect and caution, I have not used it. However, in my further research, I've come to the reference of this issue several times, and I wanted to share it with you because you might be one of those people or the person that you're wanting to help who has a sensitivity to sulfur. So when people say that they're allergic to sulfur, what they're actually saying is they're allergic to pharmaceutical drugs which contain sulfur, such as the sulfur antibiotics and also some of the preservatives added to foods known as sulfites, particularly used in red wine and dried fruit. And sometimes there's sulfates in shampoos called sodium lauryl sulfate. So what generally happens with people is that they get a histamine reaction to these compounds and they get very inflamed. And then there's people who also say that they're very sensitive to sulfur-containing foods such as broccoli, garlic, onion, and even cauliflower. So with these people who are sensitive to the sulfur foods, usually they have a gut biome problem. It's an imbalance or a deficiency in certain nutrient in their body, molybdenum, needed by enzymes to oxidize the sulfur compounds. So you might find that if you're one of those people, by supplementing yourself with the molybdenum, you won't anymore have a problem with handling sulfur compounds. However, saying this, if people are suspect that they do have a problem with sulfur, it's always good to test first and just test a very low concentration, small amount of DMSO on a small area of skin and wait for a while. You probably only need to wait 5 minutes and you'll know pretty much instantly whether the person is okay. It's very rare that a person does have a problem with DMSO, but if they do, look at correcting their gut and supplementing them and just starting on very low doses. Okay, the juicy part I wanted to leave to the end. I want to share with you some, there are so many, so I can only do a few, some recipes or formula that I've used or other people have used with great success with DMSO. But I have to say, please experiment. There are so many ways and different formats and combinations that you can use. Don't limit yourself. Test and trial things. So here's some of them. For example, a hair growth formula. Mix 50 ml of 100% DMSO with 20 ml of aloe vera gel. Again, I'm going to refer you to a place you can buy fantastic aloe vera gel. Then 30 ml of distilled water. Add a few drops of rosemary, lavender or lang lang essential oils and put that in a 100 ml spray bottle. Give it a good shake and spray on your hair several times a day. This not only helps your hair grow, but it's also good for dandruff. It increases hair growth at the follicle and it reduces graying hair. That's a great one for us all. For improving vision, you can use 40% DMSO eye drops, only one drop in each eye once a day. If you're unsure, start on a lower concentration at 20% DMSO. It is common to have a little bit of stinging when it first goes in, but it's totally safe and that goes away very, very quickly. There's been some really good reports on improving of vision by doing this every day, just one drop in each eye. For tinnitus, that's ringing in the ears, one of those really difficult to treat conditions, one formula is to use 40% DMSO drops in the ears each day, plus a solution of 90% DMSO with 10% aloe vera gel, and then add a small amount of cayenne pepper to that. Give that a good shake and apply that around each ear, actually on the skull around each ear, twice daily. There was a study done in America, and it's written up in the book, The DMSO Handbook for Doctors by Archie Scott. And I'll just read you the results that this gentleman writes in his book with this tinnitus study. A number of tinnitus patients were treated with DMSO at a New York City clinic. The treatment consisted of ear drops of 40% DMSO deposited in each ear each day, and a lotion containing 90% DMSO combined with capsicum, that's cayenne pepper, and aloe vera was applied around each ear twice a day. The ear noises in most cases were reduced almost immediately. Usually the patient was considered cured within 1 month. The symptoms did not normally come back. If they did, the DMSO treatment was redone and relief was normally more rapid than during the first treatment. So I just wanted to share that because it's very encouraging. Okay, another formula for diabetes neuropathy to increase the circulation to feet. Ingest 1 teaspoon of DMSO daily plus rub DMSO twice daily into both feet. Now, some of these are recipes that I've got from different books. Some of them are ones that I've used and some of them are studies that doctors have done. Okay, for fungus, athlete's foot or nail problems. Mix 45% DMSO with 1 mL of Lugol's iodine and use these drops on the feet, the nails, or moist areas of the body. So that's Lugol's iodine. That's fantastic. For arthritis, apply any of the following essential oils on the joints: peppermint, wintergreen, ginger, or frankincense, and then follow by 40 to 70% DMSO liberally over the joint. I've used that with very good success. For headaches and tight muscles, mix 70 mils of pure DMSO with 30 mils of magnesium oil. Rub or spray over the neck, shoulders, or tight muscles, plus add a few drops of basil oil, essential oil, as an antispasmodic. I've used that very successfully. It works wonderfully, and it's what I referred to before as the DMAG. It's magnesium oil plus DMSO. Works a treat. For a liver detoxifier, rub castor oil over the skin on the right side, underneath the ribs where the liver's located, and then add 50% DMSO liberally all over the area. And then if you want to, you can also add a hot water bottle or a hot pack over that. Make sure you just put a little cloth in between and let it penetrate deeply. The heat will take it in very well and very quickly. For constipation, rub castor oil all over the lower abdomen and then apply 70% DMSO. If you've got an alcohol extract of Cascara Sagrada, you can apply this first to the skin over the abdomen and then do the DMSO. And alternatively, you can also put a small amount of magnesium oxide in water and add that to the DMSO to make a 70% mix and spread that over your entire lower abdomen. And finally, improve circulation. A formula you can do is to make a hot cup of ginger tea and add a little bit of cayenne pepper and or black pepper and let it cool down and strain, and then add it to 100% DMSO so that you've got a 50-50 mix, a 50% mix of DMSO to the tea, and then rub that all over your legs or chest or arms every day to improve the blood flow throughout your body. Now, there are so many formula, and I'm going to just tell you now a couple of the books that I would recommend so that you can dive into this a little bit more deeply. I've mentioned it throughout the whole podcast. The DMSO Handbook for Doctors by Archie Scott is fantastic. And Healing with DMSO by Amanda Vollmer. She's a prolific promoter of DMSO and has done a lot of work with it. You'll probably find a lot of YouTubes that Amanda has produced on the topic. And then there's also a couple of free books that you'll find online. And I just want to give you the name of those. I'll leave them in the show notes for you. There's a fantastic article by Walter Last on DMSO, which you'll be able to find online as well. So with that, I'm going to leave you with a pile of information and hopefully inspiration and incentive to get involved with DMSO for yourself or someone that you might know. Thanks for listening and stay well. All the best. Bye for now. Thank you.